This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we begin the study of Romans 8, I must admit freely that this will be quite a challenge. This, in my mind, is one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible. It is packed with truth, which, if understood and applied, will make all the difference in the world in the way you experience Christianity. Chapter 6 focused on positional realities. Chapter 7 focused on practical dynamics. Now, in chapter 8, we will look at the powerful potential available to all who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. I wasn't sure how I should approach the study of this chapter. It could be outlined as follows: verses 1 to 17, powerful potential in facing daily life; verses 18 through 30, powerful potential in facing the future; and verses 31 through 39, powerful potential in facing opposition. But the more I thought about it, I felt it would be interesting to do a basic devotional study, answering questions like, what does this chapter teach us about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? What does this teach us about man, both unsaved and saved? What does it teach us about the world in which we live? Are there any promises to claim, commands to obey, or warnings to heed? Answering these questions will get to the heart of what Paul says in this very important chapter in the book of Romans. When I reflected on the first question about God the Father, I came up with three basic answers: God's plan determined, God's plan delivered, and God's plan delighted in. In our next visit, we will begin to explore these points regarding God the Father. Let me encourage you to review these messages by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.